Father, we just ask your hand right now, God,
yes,
to do a work in us. Give us ears to hear, Father. Give us ears to hear. Open our spirits, God, in the name of Jesus. Open our spirits, God. I pray for wisdom as Armand shares today, and we thank you for a new day, God. And we definitely, as always, ask your intervention, ask your presence, and I ask your glory today.
Yes, God. Yes. So, good morning, guys. We're continuing with the New Life Assembly men's meetings here. Today, we're going to talk about going through Proverbs and the one proverb, trusting in the Lord versus leaning on your own understanding. And focusing mainly on, particularly when the Lord speaks to us, whether it be through scripture, to your heart, or even through another person. And I'm obviously not trying to put scripture on the same level, because scripture, we test all those other speakings by scripture. But in general, just the aspect of when the Lord speaks to us. So going through Proverbs 3:5 here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Proverbs 3:5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. And it does actually continue. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So even the aspect of trust in the Lord versus human understanding, that's a very wide topic. So I'm definitely going to try to just focus on what the Lord emphasized to me and not going to try to cover all this whole bunch of stuff, you know. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Even right now, I mean, we've seen a lot of stuff this past year. I mean, you got all this crazy stuff. Even a lot of, like, fear in particular, you know, in even creeping into, like, you know, the church and stuff. I've talked to Christians who even themselves have, they may try to justify it, but it is more of an aspect of fear. I believe we are in a time of the Lord testing our trust in him. You know, will we trust him even in this crazy kind of chaotic time? And there's probably some stuff coming that's going to require even more trust, you know, even more trust than what we're seeing this past year. And the whole aspect of trust in the Lord, I mean, I can bring up a couple, I mean, I can bring up some intellectual, the intellectual strike points, and I always hear Pastor Mike say that, intellectual strike points and reminders. I mean, you know, man, obviously he's limited in his understanding. He's a mortal.
Sure.
We can only see so far. We can only see so much. Versus the Lord, who's omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, eternal. One of my favorite verses, Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And all these things are legit reminders and legit truths from the scriptures.
What scripture was that, Isaiah?
Isaiah 55:8-9.
Thanks.
All these truths are biblical truths of trusting the Lord over our own understanding. His ways are higher than ours. We can't comprehend the Lord. We're limited. But I want, the one thing I do want to note, too, is how Solomon in Proverbs, Isaiah the prophet, even as we've been going through Joseph and his, you know, trials that he went through, all these people spoke these things. Isaiah, even the prophet, how the Lord's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. All these people spoke these things out of a place of knowing God, you know, out of a place of intimacy with God. Even on a practical level, let's say if you're gonna have someone do something, like a friend or something, let's say you want to entrust something into someone. Do you just pick up some stranger off the street? Like, if you want to have someone house sit for you, no, you pick someone that you know. Mm-hmm. It's something that requires that high level of trust. You put it to someone that you know. Likewise, even more so with the Lord. That ability to trust him comes from you knowing personally that he is omnipresent, that he's omnipotent and eternal. You know, me just kind of knowing it in my mind, well, I know it, but how does that affect me, you know? So all these truths, even Isaiah, you know, his thoughts higher than our thoughts, is from us personally having a relationship with him and personally knowing that he can handle these things. All of us here come to know the Lord, you know, to where we know him, you know, saved, put our trust in Jesus. That's that initial trust, you know. From that initial trust of knowing Jesus and developing that relationship, from there we grow in our relationship with Jesus. And Jesus calls us to trust him more and more, and to give up more things as we go along in our walk. The one thing I always like to bring up too, which is not quite related, but it's definitely something that came to my heart, is where the Lord will show you different things to give up and to trust him with when you first initially come to know him. And then as you go along, he's going to call you to, again, trust more, to give up more things, to deny yourself more. And he will reveal different aspects that require deeper trust. As we go more into Proverbs, and you guys know the Proverbs, most of the Proverbs have like these two contrasting points. You know, that's kind of a theme of the Proverbs, like this to this, then this is that. You know, if you do this, then you did this. Person is like this, but that. And again, this is no different. You know, trusting in the Lord versus your own understanding. Even reading it again, just to make sure I don't quote it correctly. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So you can't you can't do both at the same time. You can't have it where you trust the Lord with all your heart and also lean on your own understanding. They're not mutually exclusive. I think I said that right.
Yeah.
And you can try. A lot of us believers, I think we try to mix those two things. You know, you could say we trust the Lord, but then kind of go about our own understanding regardless. We could say we trust the Lord, go about our own understanding, and then put like a Christian kind of like, you know, language to make it where I'm still trusting the Lord. But the Lord doesn't accept, he can't work, and he doesn't accept that kind of movement, you know. With all your heart, there are areas even that the Lord needs. That's the one thing that really stuck out to me when I was reading this verse even again, how the Lord calls us to trust him with all of our heart. There are areas I think that we can sometimes like, oh, we trust the Lord in this, but we don't necessarily trust the Lord in this, you know. So all of our heart needs to be, and the Lord will bring those things up. Again, he'll have it where he'll bring those things up and out to where, okay, you need all this whole heart trusting in me. The other part, the leaning not on your own understanding, and this was one, when the Lord, this is really one part that the Lord emphasized with me, is that leaning on our own sight, leaning on our own decision-making, what we see. I don't think we understand, even as believers, like how deep and invasive the whole like leaning on our own understanding. And also, as I'm going to go into Proverbs, well, even another verse I'm going to go into, I don't know if we understand how deep that actually is, you know, even ingrained even in ourselves. You know, we're just going about our lives in this world. We're kind of just doing our thing. And that own understanding is just kind of in there, and the Lord needs to kind of just work that out. Another similar verse, Proverbs 16:25, and I'm kind of bouncing on a couple different things here, but still trying to keep focused. Proverbs 16:25, there's a way that appears right, but the end leads to death. And it's, again, the similar thing to where it's like we lean on our own understanding, and it appears to be right, you know.
Right.
It appears to be something that's oh, this is actually good, you know. But the end of it actually leads to destruction, you know. A lot of it based on sight. Normally in the past, that whole there's a way that appears right, but the end leads to death. In the past, I almost always heard that referenced to salvation in the gospel. You know, at least in my experience, and the rejection of Jesus, you know, because like the when a person gets saved or a person is an unbeliever, you know, they're on their own path and it seems right. And if they reject Jesus, you know, it leads to death. And I've always saw that Proverbs on like Bible tracts and things like that as one of the kind of verses they use as a means to conviction of the spirit. But in reality, this can apply to the believer as well. So the word believer and true spiritual guidance to the believer, they can have in their mindset their own understanding, and they can see that, or think they see a path that appears right, and even as a believer, they're deceived, you know, and it'll actually lead to spiritual death, you know. So this applies to the belief, you know, the Proverbs really is for even the people of God, you know. It's not to the people outside and the Gentiles, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to emphasize too, a lot of times when the Lord, I've noticed too, when the Lord brings certain things and speaks to us, you know, whether through the word of the Lord, whether it be through a thus saith the Lord or a vision, divine wisdom, prophetic words, one of the hindrances is our own understanding, even when the Lord speaks to us, is our own understanding. In the past, years ago in the past, sometimes I get like a word for someone or a prophetic word. And normally I would think it would be just a simple thing of just, okay, I give this word to someone, or I give a prophetic word or a vision or a dream to someone. And I would think, okay, they either agree or disagree. They accept it or they dismiss it, and then that's it. You know, that's. But then what I found out is that there's another factor involved, and that's when I speak unto a person, what I sense the Lord is, whatever means, is that that person, they will process the word of the Lord. They'll process that prophetic word through their own understanding, and then they'll reject it, or even if they accept it, they'll still process that word from the Lord in their own understanding.
Right.
And and I'll give a quick example here. There was one time years ago where I gave a word to someone, and I gave this whole history of different things kind of leading up to the word. And I was having lunch with a person. There's no one here, and you know, no one here sitting here. And the person was receiving it, and then at the end of me giving the word, the person was like, "Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for that word. You know, I'll thanks for giving me that word." They accepted it, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then something I was like, months later, they walked right into the trap I warned them about. So it's like they on the surface accepted the word I gave them. But they still processed it through their own sight and through some own understanding, you know. Again, that's going to how deep, you know, our own understanding and sight and the flesh, and really the old man, really getting even to the aspect of the old man, because that's how we think in the old man, you know. The natural man can't receive the things of the spirit, you know. So they still process. When the Lord speaks, whether it's to your heart even, directly to you, or through another person, or through this mainly highest scripture, because that's how we gauge everything, we need to check that self-understanding. We need to put that in check. Because that rises up. That rises up first, that understanding, that sight. And then from there come the reasonings and the excuses. And then I've noticed when someone gives me a word or something, you know, that understanding, that human psyche rises up, and then from there excuses come, you know, or reasoning comes, or dismissals come. Even it gets into the aspect of despising not prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully. Even with that, I've noticed to where when someone despises a prophetic utterance, that reasoning comes up. That, oh, well, what's this? You know, that kind of dismissal and that rejection comes up. and then they despise it from that on from that standpoint. It doesn't mean you receive every single thing that person, you know, I'm not, it says in Thessalonians, examine everything carefully. So you're examining even what the word, but a lot of times that understanding is blocking that prophetic word. Mm. So we need to make sure to put that human understanding in check, because too many times that blocks. And even they're coming to an end here, so it was really short.
That's all right.
We've been going through a lot with Joseph, and a lot of this is repeated, you know, truth. But as the scripture says, you know, the need for a way of reminder to remind us of truths. We've been going a lot through Joseph, and we're coming to the end of Genesis and Joseph, talking about like the providence of God, of how even that's a major theme of Joseph. That whenever someone talks about Lord's providence in his hands, you know, Joseph almost always comes up because it's, you know, a perfect picture of that. The events that he went through probably completely defied his understanding. You know, he was in jail. You know, he was falsely accused of rape. All these different things that were going on. And remember, he's a dreamer, so he had these dreams that come from the Lord. He knows that the Lord spoke to him. So he had to just trust the Lord and trust that he was in control.
Yeah.
Even though everything he was seeing completely went against his understanding. And one thing, even when Pastor Mike was speaking, as he followed up, because I remember I talked about providence and then you further went into providence.
Yeah,
you know?
I did.
One thing he brought up was how if we know that the Lord, his hand is in all things and he is omniscient, eternal, and he has control, how would that cause us to live? Would that cause us to live in our human striving? Would that cause us to live in our own strength and our own understanding? Or would that cause us to live and act as a person reliant on him, you know, to move when he calls us to move, to be still when he calls us to be still, to make our movements, again, dependent on him. Philippians 4, and I'll end with this, and feel free, anyone, you know, because of the openness of the men's meeting, I'll end with Philippians 4, 6, 7, and even how we're supposed to act in light of the trust, trusting the Lord. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Even trusting in the Lord, how that will cause the peace of God to rise up. That's one of the signs of trusting the Lord, is that peace of the Lord. In operating in our own understanding as a believer will cause us to just be, to not have any peace. That will destroy our peace if we operate in our own understanding, in our own sight. Because you're not, for one thing, you weren't made to operate like that. You as a believer were not made to operate in your own understanding. You're actually made to operate according to faith and trusting in the Lord.
Right.
And part of the reason why there's no peace if you operate in your own understanding is that in your spirit, I think you realize that you can't see everything, you know. You can't do everything. So we have to operate in that trusting the Lord. So that's my that's what I definitely sense from the Lord to speak to you you guys today. If anyone you know, anyone wants to feel,
I don't know about it. Thoughts to add. I think you covered it as good as anyone can. I just know that it seems like there's a, I'm not going to say practice, but as you're learning to trust the Lord, and I mean, somebody asked me one time, they said, how do I know when I'm trusting the Lord more? I said, lack of striving, lack of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Real simple marker. And it is something we're supposed to grow into and to practice, you know. It's like, as you begin to trust him more and more, that becomes the reflex to the reaction to life. But probably the most underlived truth and desperately needed in... because we live in relatively easy times, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we mostly fart around with finances, which we're not supposed to, but
mm-hmm.
we're not really in a fire at all. And trust is going to be critical if you're in a tougher time. Otherwise, you're going to make really bad reactions to things. So,
right.
Yeah, I can relate to that. And it is something we need to hold ourselves to. You know what I mean? We need to hold ourselves to. And we need to almost say, I've got to grow in this. And, you know, that's really good. It's really needed, too. Really needed.
Definitely. Well, if anyone else has any things, I'll pray, you know, I'll end with some prayer. If anyone wants to also follow up in prayer afterward, to pray, you know, pray with me, I mean, definitely feel free to follow up. So, Father God, we just lift up today, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for having me to deliver what you laid on my heart, Lord. Help us all to trust you more, Lord. Break that human understanding, Lord. Lord, that can be something that can be a real just a thorn, Lord, and just something that can really just delay and hinder what you desire to do, Lord.
Yes.
So, Lord, help us to walk in faith, Lord, to walk according to the Spirit, Lord. Lord, help us to grow in our knowledge and relationship with you, Lord. That's really where that trust comes from, Lord, from knowing that you're... You can handle things,
good
Lord,
point.
That are coming,
good
Lord.
Yes.
So, yes. Lord, we break any kind of intellectualism, Lord, that kind of just knowledge again, Lord. I pray for everyone's day. Guide us today, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, lead us today, Lord. I know I'm dealing with some family members are coming over, cousins, I believe, and possibly his aunt, uncle. Lord, help me to be a witness to them, Lord. Even with my life and the presence of God in the house and in me, Lord. So we just lift that up to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for today. We thank you for giving us another day, Lord, for bringing everyone here safely,
yes,
Lord.
God.
We just lift this up in the name of Jesus. Amen.